This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
It's Betting the Ponies on the BetRivers Network.
All right, Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. Monzo and Melusis with you, and we've been breaking it down every week with these Kentucky Derby preps. We are a little less than 2 months away from that first Saturday in May with the Kentucky Derby and the beginning of the Triple Crown. And Moose, there are no preps this weekend on the docket, so we're going to look elsewhere for some stakes competition around the country. But, you know, as we go into these weeks here, we're getting closer day by day to the Kentucky Derby. And I feel like, not that I'm prepared to go through a full Derby breakdown, we're not even close, but like, there's still no, is there a decided horse in your mind who's the best three-year-old right now? I think what makes this version of the Derby great is you can make an argument for a couple of horses, and there's some horses that we don't even know could be in the Derby yet.
Yeah, I don't think there's a horse right now that you look at and say is an absolute superstar. I think, to your point, I think it's wide open. For the first Saturday of May. I like the Clement trainee that won that race with Joel Rosario a couple weeks back. We were all over him.
Deterministic, yes.
Deterministic. I think they paid $600,000 for that horse at a sale. Had an ankle injury after an impressive win up at Saratoga last summer. I think he's really, really talented, but no, I don't. I think we've seen a lot of the two-year-olds from a year ago falter. Obviously, you know, you've got all the drama surrounding Baffert and Churchill Downs. I think it's going to make it for a very, very interesting, continued interesting prep season when we're looking at the first Saturday of May.
So a little break from the prep races. I do want to wish best of luck to our friends, Mike Francesa and Lee Einsleiter. They have Reynolds Channel going in the first on Saturday at Gulfstream in a major.
All over them, 5-2 on the morning line.
Big cult. They paid out of West Coast, I believe. I don't have the past performance in front of me, so I'm going by memory. But wishing them the best of luck, and hopefully they have a really good runner going forward in that race and moving forward in what hopefully is a good career. And listen, talk about those two as owners, they still have one of our favorites, Casa Creed, and he's still going at this advanced age. So good for them and good for him, right?
Yeah. And what is it? Is it next weekend or the weekend after is the Dubai World Cup?
And he'll be out there, right?
Yep. Casa Creed's going to be running on the undercard of the Dubai World Cup. So love that Saturday morning because you get up early, 8 a.m. The racing begins at about 8:30, 8:45 East Coast time we're talking about. So but yes, we're all going to be, as a family, we're all going to be on Reynolds Channel in the first race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday.
Love those races in Dubai where they're all wearing the same colors and there's weird camera angles. You have absolutely no idea where they are in the pack and you're trying to figure out in the last 50 yards if your horse has a chance.
I think it's great. I mean, I do. You know me. Like, I love European racing. Like, I love in June when we have Royal Ascot. You know, I get into the ARC every year over in Longchamp, about a month, three weeks out from usually the Breeders' Cup. I love watching the European races, the big stake races, Champions Day, all those things. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, we had interesting, you know, the race over in Saudi Arabia. And I think Dubai World Cup is always entertaining and always a fun day where if you bet smart, you can probably catch a price or two.
And with those kind of races, there's usually very big value that comes in underneath, so you can make some nice change on exactas and triples.
For sure.
We're going to look at three races this weekend, two at Santa Anita, one at Oaklawn, and we're going to start at Santa Anita, and that's the San Carlos, a grade three event, 7 furlongs on the dirt. Moves. Very short favorite, the chosen run. With Barrios on board, 3-5 on the morning line, 15-20 in the career, including 8-10 at Santa Anita. Very short on the board here, deserving favorite, has run very well, is running grade ones, including the Breeders' Cup Sprint, winner of the Bing Crosby, ran well in the paddle. I mean, it's a lot of reasons why this horse is 3-5 in the morning line. I looked elsewhere, which, you know, it's, you know, obviously when you see a horse that's 3 to 5 in the morning line, you don't want to try and beat him or find a way to beat him. I took a little bit of a shot here, and kind of probably a really big shot. Ghost of Midnight, 4 to 1 on the morning line, coming off some cheap races, optional claiming races. You know, what I'm going to look at is the horse is 3 for 4 at Santa Anita, 1 for 1 at the distance, 5 or 6 in the career. That's a, you know, it's a very solid resume. Has a lot of late speed, late kick. If there's a duel up front, can Ghost of Midnight upset the favorite? I don't know. But at 4 to 1, I'm certainly going to take a chance over 3 to 5. I like the direction his horse is going. Ran well back out, you know, cutting back now to 7 furlongs. Won it by 7 lengths in the horse's only 7 furlong race. That's my top pick. Ghost of Midnight in the Grade 3 San Carlos Moose.
I had a hard time going away from the 3 to 5 morning line favorite, to be honest with you. Like, and we talked about it, there's not a lot of great races in this one. There just is not. I mean, I always have a penchant to bet Frankie Dettori horses. He's on the 3. I'm a gambler, 8 to 1 on the morning line, Mark Glatt. I just don't think I just don't think necessarily he's fast enough looking at it. I can understand when you're looking at Ghost of Midnight. However, to me, it's a little bit of a bridge too far. I think, you know, you looked at Hector Barrios on top, breaking from the rail, 8 for 10 at Santa Anita, has come in the money 4 of the 5 times he's run at the distance. You know, is working well for, you know, his return after a little bit of a freshening. Haven't seen him on the track since January 13th. You know, it's 7 furlongs. You look at impressive performance, 7 furlongs at Del Mar. You know, and I don't know. I just have a hard time envisioning him not winning this race. And I think he's going to get the trip, breaking from the rail. Barrios has done a wonderful job riding him. He's made nearly $1.2 million over the course of his career in 20 lifetime starts. Think about this, 20 lifetime starts. He's won 15 times.
Impressive.
It's impressive. I mean, we've seen 3 to 5 shots where, you know, they're winning at, you know, 25% of the time, and the horses are 3 to 5 in a race. This horse has gone post-bird 20 times and has won 15 times, has come in the money in 18 of those 20 occasions. It's hard to envision if he gets beat. I mean, it is going to have to take a wonderful performance by one of these other horses. I just don't see it. I went Chalk City in the San Carlos. I went with the 1, the Chosen Bronze.
We're going to move up to race 3. I did that race first because there was such a short favorite. I thought we'd have a little more of a conversation on the Pasadena, which is race 3 Saturday at Santa Anita, a mile on the turf, Moose. And my best bet of the day is going to come in this race.
I want to say we're on the same horse. I love a horse in this race.
Well, I don't know if we're on the same horse because I'm not on the favorite.
On the favorite either.
I do like a horse that's adding blinkers, and that's the 3, Guy Named Joe. The reason I like this horse is you've made the argument, I've made the argument, coming off a really solid run in the El Camino, adding blinkers now. I think there's not a lot of speed in this race, and they think this horse can run forever. Out of American Pharoah, we know how American Pharoah liked to run, and that was closer on the lead. I expect this horse to be closer on the lead now, and we've seen this horse in the past run well. We've seen this horse run well on the Santa Anita turf and at this distance. And I'm looking up and down the field. I mean, buyer speed figures are better than some of the other horses. Your morning line favorite, 8 to 5, which is Stay Hot. For Peter Urton, who's a tremendous trainer, you know, really good horse. Just the buyer speed figures aren't that much better than anybody else. So that's why I looked at Guy Named Joe. The other horse I wanted to take a look at was the 4, Lord Bullington, who I liked a little bit. Didn't like the fact this is the first race in almost 4 months. So that kind of steered me away, and the fact that the odds were shorter. So Guy Named Joe, 5 to 1 on the morning line, my top pick.
Yeah, I went with your second choice. I really like Lord Bullington. McCarthy, Reese Bully, you know, has run well fresh in the past. If you go back, you know, ran at Los Alamitos race course and then came back after, you know, a significant break. And ran pretty well on the turf. Finished second that day. Flavion Pratt was that day. We're going back to this past September out at Del Mar. 2 for 3 on the Santa Anita turf course. 2 for 5 in terms of wins at the distance. I like the fact that, you know, you go back 2 races back in a race that Stay Hot, who's the morning line favorite in this race, won. You know, it was Lord Bullingdon who was the 5-2 favorite. It's been well backed before. I know it's not a major price. We're not looking at a horse that's 3 or 4 or 5 to 1. I just like the trainer and jockey combination. I have no issues with him running fresh. I think the workout at Santa Anita on March the 9th tells you that this horse is ready to go. 5 furlongs at a minute flat, 4th best out of 54. To me, there's a lot to like about Lord Bullingdon in this race, and that's going to be my best bet of Saturday.
I think what's good about this race, I know it's a 5-horse field, it's not a very, you know, overly exciting, but I think you can, if you wanted to, if you put you and I on the spot, you can make an argument for any horse in this race, if you wanted to. You know, there's no super long shot, makes it very interesting. If you're playing multi-race wagers, you're probably hitting the all button here, unless you're, you know, I can't imagine you absolutely love somebody. So, and it, short field, not an A-level race, but certainly interesting, and you can make a case for a lot of horses. Top of the stretch here, and I'm going to give this race a little more time than the other two, and that's race 9 at Oaklawn. That's the Grade 3 Whitmore's 6 furlongs on the Oaklawn dirt moves, and we've talked about Whitmore in the past on this podcast.
No, you can opine for a couple minutes. Whitmore is basically, you have 8 kids, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Whitmore is Monzo's 9th child. There is not a horse that Brian loved more than Whitmore.
And like, listen, I bet Whitmore in the Kentucky Derby, he finished 19th with Victor Espinoza. And I loved him in the prep races. He ran really well, didn't get any of those major wins, got into the Derby. I loved him in the Derby, finished 19th. And the connections made the brilliant move to turn him back to a sprinter. And he evolved into one of the great sprinters of the last decade, Moose.
He was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. He was honest as they come. He always gave you a run. He had a tremendous amount of fight as well. He always wore those white blinkers, so you could always tell when he was rallying from, you know, behind, when he was rallying from behind. There was a lot of things to like about Whitmore for sure.
And it took him a couple tries, and I didn't bet it, but he finally got that Breeders' Cup win at a nice price when Ira had Ortiz on board, and you or I were not there, at least I wasn't, for the victory, but I was happy for him. It was great. Love Whitmore, and he ran plenty of awesome races at his home track and at his Oaklawn, and that's why we're sitting here talking about the Grade 3 Whitmore Moose. And good field, 7 horses here. Short favorite is all the way close to the inside, Deano Twist. 9-5 on the morning line. Right outside of him is Rivet, a horse that I think you're going to like. Steve Asmussen is the trainer, horse with some versatility, some speed, ran tremendous last out in an allowance race, and, you know, ran admirable in some stakes races in the past. Is that your top pick, or did you look elsewhere?
No, I like Rivet. You're right. I mean, you know me too long. We've been betting horses for way too long together. I mean, it's Asmussen. It's Oaklawn Park. It's, a son of competitive edge, 4 for 6 at the track, 6 for 9 at the distance. There's a lot to like here. There just is. I understand you'd like to see a little bit more consistency when you're looking at his buyer speed figures. He's got, as of late, he's got this good race, bad race thing going, 96 followed by an 81, then a 99. You can look at it and say, all right, well, what's he going to do? Now as a 4-year-old after firing a 99 buyer speed figure, is there going to be a little bit of a regression? I don't know. Or maybe Rivet has just found himself as a 4-year-old here. I have no doubt that the distance suits him. No doubt that he's going to be forwardly placed on the lead. He's 2-1 on the morning line. And I think he's your most likeliest winner.
Yeah. I'm going to take a shot with Ninja Warrior, the 5-horse here. Okay. Third off a layoff, which is something I typically like, you know, has shown speed in the past, can rate as well. I think he's going to go. I think he's going to go to the lead here, and we're going to see if this horse, you know, can do what he's done 4 times at Oaklawn, and that's wire field. Now, it's going to be tricky because horses like Rivet are going to be right on him, and other horses are going to be on him as well. You know, your big favorite, Tano Twist, comes well off the pace, so I think that's advantage here for Ninja Warrior. You know, Cohen, not as fast in my opinion. Jackson Traveler shows some speed in the past, but can't hold on historically. I just think at a price at 5-1, the pattern is in my favor here for a horse. Now I'm going to use Rivet, and that's my exact, the 2-5 exact box. Ninja Warrior, 5-1 on the morning line. 5-for-12 in the career, 4-for-7 at Oakland, 3-for-7 at the distance.
Yeah.
You know, speed figure, you know, 88 last out. I think Oakland is one of those tracks.
You know he's got to improve.
Yeah, but I think Oakland is one of those tracks. You know, Oakland, Santa Anita, there's benefits to being good at that track. Like, there's some horses that can travel anywhere and can win anywhere. Yeah. I think if you're good at Oaklawn, you're good at Oaklawn. And I think that's what Ninja Warrior showed in the past. Tano Twist has shown that as well. I just think the race flow benefits a horse like Ninja Warrior. But that was my top two. Rivet makes a lot of sense. Improving four-year-old, I completely agree with you. And Noah Asmussen is just phenomenal. 2-5 exact box, but I will play Ninja Warrior on top.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing I like about Rivet as well. Even though I think he's going to be forwardly placed, you know, as one from coming off the pace as well. You know, and it's shown you that kind of variability in his game. It doesn't happen often, but it did 3 races back at Mountaineer. So I think this is a 4-year-old that is going to be really, really good this year as long as he stays healthy for Steve Asmussen. I think we saw a sign of it February 23rd at Oaklawn. They're rolling him right back, you know, on March the 16th. Obviously, he's feeling good about himself. Asmussen, when they're going right, and he keeps them going right. That's why I'm all over the 3 Rivet.
Did you get a Jack Roslovic jersey yet?
I have not, no. No, I'm not. He's a rental. I'm not going to do that. I do love those alternate jerseys, though. Those are fantastic. Those are great. Did you like the Stadium Series jerseys for the Rangers?
Yeah, but it's a one-off, and people are spending ridiculous amounts of money on Matt Rempe versions of it. So
I know. Do you think – are you concerned? Do you think this is the year they get the cup?
I think that they can run the table in the East if Shesterkin stays hot. Those teams in the West, Vancouver, obviously right up there, very tough. I mean, the Rangers played them early in the season. They won in Vancouver in overtime, but when Vancouver came here, it was, and they, you know, they've added since then. So it's going to be fun, though. I think the Rangers, when I had my doubts, they've come out and proved me wrong. You get a little bit of a hiccup against the Lightning, and that really game just got away late in the third, but. 2 critical errors in that game, one by Panarin, one by Brudzinski. But outside of that, yeah, look, I'm excited. It's just, you know, who worries you in the East really the most? Florida, right? The Panthers.
Yeah, Florida. Oh. I mean, Florida's really explosive, and they added our buddy Tarasenko at the NHL trade deadline, so they're going to be even that much more dangerous. Maybe he'll join a youth hockey program down there as well.
Well, he resides in Florida most of the year, so I'm sure he already is running the league, to be honest with yourself.
It's an inside joke Monzo gets. No.
Hopefully none of your kids are trying out for leagues in Florida.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, listen, best of luck with all the picks. We'll have a better, you know, more Kentucky Derby podcast, you know, prep races to talk about next week, multiple races to talk about. Want to wish the best of luck to Reynolds Channel and Mike and Lee and their horse going tomorrow or today if you're listening on Saturday. At Gulfstream, Moose, best of luck with your picks, and let's hit that 2-5 exact. I'm sorry, the 3-5 exacta.
Yeah,
in the Whitmore
3-5. Whitmore, big day on Saturday for Monzo. His 9th child has got a race named after him, so I'm excited for Monzo. I love Rivet, but let's have him. My dad would say the old double R: Reynolds Channel early, Rivet late. That's what I'm going to be all over.
Best of luck to everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.